Yo, is this live? I think I'm live on here. What's going on? You know, I don't use StreamYard very much, but I wanted to record this and get it out as quick as possible. So I may do a few of these and then switch it up. But you know, I like to switch out my layouts. I do everything myself. So this is probably just temporary. I'll end up changing the look probably sometime. I'll say, you know what, I don't like the look. I end up changing it. But this is my newest podcast, basically, the Basic Social Politics Podcast. Can't remember off the top of my head which number this is, but I'm back to doing these. This is the season 3 almost we're in. And I'm gonna have guest hosts. This is just me getting restarted, right? Just getting revved up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, to do podcasts, you have to be in the mindset to do it. You know what I'm saying? You have to be in the mindset of doing it. So at times it may seem like I'm all over the place, but it's a podcast. It's not a video, okay? Well, this is not a video. No, this is a podcast. I just hope people understand this, right? Before they go saying, well, I thought this was a video, Jay. You know, this is a podcast. It could be considered a video, but podcasts a little bit, you know, a little more lenient. You know, I've listened to podcasts before, and a lot of times, you know, those guys basically are a lot loose. You know, not loose, they're looser, you know, as far as, you know, when they're speaking and talking to each other. I want to be able to do this with somebody else because I think podcasts are a lot more fun if you have somebody there to enjoy it with you. The experience, everything is about experience, where you can talk and chop it up with them and get inside their mind while you are recording, you know. So in this podcast, you know, we're going to talk about the manosphere, okay? We're going to talk about the manosphere and what's going on there, the red pill. Somebody made an interesting comment in my comment section saying the red pill is, you know, it's finished, you know, it's done. And then I saw Jason Black had a live stream. He said the red pill is dead, and he's talking about I believe Rollo Tomasi and Fresh and Fit. You know, I came up in a different era of YouTube. But no, but first, before I get into my commentary, I'm gonna do some promos. I want to promo my own shit, right? So I want to promo, okay, my Patreon. That's how you can support this podcast. If you like the episodes that I'm going to be posting and you want to sponsor it, the number one way to sponsor my content overall, whether it be videos, live streams, or even podcasts, is to sign up to the Patreon. I have exclusive content there. I may be posting Patreon exclusive audio podcasts there as well. So, you know, that's some of the stuff I'm looking into doing. And yeah, man, just overall, just putting out more and more great content, because that's what I do. I feel like I'm a great content creator, right? We're gonna get into this. Also, you know, if you want to donate, monetize this podcast by hitting the Cash App or PayPal, which whenever you prefer. Make sure that you share this. I'm on Spotify, and I'm also on Apple and other podcast platforms as well. But mainly, if you have iTunes, if you have Spotify, make sure that you go there and support me there and listen and download it. You know what I'm saying? Leave reviews as well. You know? I like podcasts. It's no different to me than making videos, but in this, it's mainly, you know, I'm freestyling and I'm speaking on things. So it's, I don't know how long this one is going to be, but yeah, make sure y'all support. Go to the Teespring store, buy a shirt. You know, there was a person that said they had an issue. If you've ever had an issue buying a shirt, let me know. I've never had that issue with anyone before, so I just want to make sure it's not a trend if that's what you're trying to do. Okay. I may have women. I'm definitely gonna have probably women guest hosting, because I like the dynamic of speaking to women, because I feel like I'm good with women. You know, contrary to what y'all want to believe, because a lot of you will believe that I hate women, that I don't get along with them, which is the exact opposite. Women are very attracted and drawn to me. That's why they follow me. Because they understand what I'm saying. And they understand where I'm coming from. Even though you have a segment of heifers who don't like what I'm speaking on, it doesn't matter. Their opinion of me doesn't matter whatsoever. Just like the opinion of people that don't like me but still watch. Like, why are you watching for you don't like me? You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into the topic of this particular podcast. We're going to get into it. The manosphere. Is the manosphere dunzo? Is the red pill dunzo? You know, I started making content back in 2014. Late 2014. I watched so many great content creators. They're no longer making content anymore because, you know, either they're burnt out or YouTube, you know, before the apocalypse, there were still issues with YouTube. I had issues with YouTube. And I'm pretty sure they have as well. You know, I remember YouTube shut my channel down for like 2 weeks, my Jada Black channel. And I didn't even have I think I had maybe a flag on one video, and it shut down for 2 weeks. It was crazy. I don't even know if I had a flag, but it was crazy. It was weird. That's why I make multiple channels, you know? And I've watched the evolution of MGTOW. I've seen everything. I've seen people go from attacking the ideology to now trying to monetize it, you know? People used to make fun of us, you know? People used to make fun of men going their own way. They used to make fun of men who claim to be red pill. Even though it's an ideology, it's a philosophy that you live by, you know? People have took it and have milked it for all they can milk it for. You know, this is my ideology. I've never tried to milk MGTOW. Never. I've never tried to milk the red pill philosophy. I don't have to put it in the title of every video. I put it in a few titles here and there, like this one. But I've never tried to milk it. Now, let me say something to the people that don't like my philosophy. You got a lot of people who don't like my philosophy, and you know who they are. You know who they are. You know, a lot of these blue pill beta males. You know, these guys that think that they know everything. They think that they are protecting women. These women don't give a shit about, you know, what you're doing. You look like a bozo. Typical bozo behavior from bozos. These women don't respect you. They will never respect you. A lot of you guys need to understand that. You're fighting a battle that you cannot win. And that is that you're fighting for the respect of women who will never give you that respect. See, that's the whole irony here. You're fighting for the respect from women that's not going to give it to you. You see, I'm a realist. I have no intention on pandering to none of these heifers. They don't deserve for me to pander to them. And I'm not going to do it now. You know, I have self-respect. A lot of these other people have no self-respect. That's why it's easy for them to pander to you women. But a lot of these guys are low-key male feminists. But they use that in order to sleep with women and get money out of them. You know how many male feminists who hate the red pill, hate MGTOW over the years? They've done everything to try to deplatform us. They've tried to attack us, flag channels, demonetization. All for some blue pill beta male that doesn't like what he is hearing. Because he's a mama's boy. He's a weak cowardly male who hates men because his father wasn't in his life. Or maybe his father gave him way too many whippings. Who knows? You see, my ideology has been bastardized, and I don't like it. You see, I moved on. I talk about topics in general. I do talk about celebrities. I talk about things that go on in the news, right? I feel like at some point you have to advance and move forward. I don't always talk about women. I don't always talk about dating and relationships. I would rather leave that to people who are actually in relationships. I would never try to be a dating coach and not have a girlfriend or a wife, right? I see women who ain't got no man trying to be a dating coach. You look crazy. Just like I see men who out here pandering to these heifers who have no girlfriend, no wife. Look at Derrick Jackson. He did have a wife, but he was cheating on her on the side, and he got caught because the guy wasn't used to getting women like that before he put the muscles on and started his heavy-duty pandering and simping. That's why you cannot listen to these simps, man. You can't. These men who want to attack the red pill, you guys look like bozos. You don't get no respect, none. They attack it because it's a way to try to get people to listen to them. Nobody's going to listen to you except for the same weirdos who've already been doing it already. The same leaderless. They need a leader. So they'll go and listen to these people attack the red pill philosophy. But I will say this, the red pill has been bastardized. There have been people who have bastardized it. They have tried to milk it. And it's at a very weak point. Look at Fresh and Fit's platform, right? Look at how so many people are emulating that. You talk so much shit about them, but you're emulating their platform. Because men and women, it's funny. The ultimate irony is that men and women having conversations on camera brings in the viewers, it seems. With all these offshoot shows that I see, people want to hear conversations in regards to men and women. That's what it seems like. And there's nothing wrong with that. I can have a conversation with a woman. I don't hate women. I've never hated women. I speak the truth about women. A truth that women and males don't seem to want to hear. Because in reality, when you look at where we are in this society, we are in a society that is getting dangerously close to self-destruction. Because the women are wayward, the males are weak, the children are fatherless. Look at where we are. There's no advancement. Can't look to the government. We can seek shelter in faith, but is that going to save us? Ultimately, my philosophy is being milked, and it has been turned into a money-making machine. Let's be real about this. Look at all the reaction channels. They went from reacting to movies to reacting to Andrew Tate clips. Kevin Samuels clips. When Kevin Samuels went viral and he grew, people saw that and they emulated that as well. But Kevin Samuels was doing his own thing. Yes, he took parts from other content creators and added into his commentary, but he's still one of a kind. You're not going to see another Kevin Samuels, no matter how hard these people try. He built something that caught on it at the time. People felt like it was unique. Maybe the thing that he says wasn't unique, but his presentation was unique. See, you didn't see too many black men in suits right? All about style and fashion, sitting, and then bringing on these lost women, right? It's just something that you just don't see. But you saw it there with Kevin Samuels. And there have been people trying to emulate that ever since. Now all these reaction channels, they want to react to Kevin Samuels videos or Andrew Tate videos or Fresh and Fit clips. It's the laziness with content creators is amazing to me. Even though I have made similar content over the years, I always try to do different things outside of that. Whether I switch up the looks, the things that I do, I never want to focus on one thing and just that, you know? I'm all about growth. I'm all about growing. You know, that's how you grow on YouTube. You know, you have to have a focus to grow, not to be stagnant, right? I felt that way in 2016. That's why I officially stopped using the label MGTOW. Because I didn't need it to be able to push the philosophy forward. Whenever I speak on topics, you hear it. It's there. It's right there in front of your face, right? The red pill has been turned into something that is unrecognizable. The red pill is not about dating and relationships. That's one of the first things you people don't understand. The red pill is about awareness. It is about waking up and realizing self-awareness, realizing that, my political views may have been wrong. My social views may have been wrong. Maybe my spiritual religious views might not have been the right ones for me. Financially, I need to do better. I need to do something that's going to help propel my life financially in the right place. That is what the red pill is. The red pill ain't about arguing with heifers. When I see you dudes arguing with these women, it's cringy and it's dumb. You see, I would never argue with women. You see, when I have conversations with women, we're having a one-on-one discussion. Now, if the heifer wants to get loud, that's the end of the conversation. I'm not about to sit up and argue with you. You're a grown woman. Act like one, or you're going to get kicked to the curb, just like you have in all your relationships. And you heifers know what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about. I don't argue with women. Have I argued with them before? Yes. But I haven't really done it on YouTube that much. I've had heifers call into my show with that attitude. I quickly adjust that attitude, or I kick them off the call. But I'm not going to argue with women. Now, it makes for good viewing, but me as a man, I don't want to stoop down to a woman's level in regards to a back and forth. I see a lot of you dudes doing that, and that's sad. Never stoop to these heifers' level, because that's what they want. That's what they want. They want to get you emotional, and they want to get you caught up in your feels. But you shouldn't want to be caught up in your feels. You should see the play and realize that she's trying to play you. She's trying to get you emotionally invested in that argument. And then you end up reacting and saying things you shouldn't be saying. The red pill is not about dating and relationships. Have I talked about dating relationships and marriage? Yes, because that's one aspect of it. I've talked about the religious part about it. I've talked about the social, political part about it numerous times. The red pill is about waking up and evolving in your life to make your life a lot better and a lot easier. There's a lot of miserable people out here. You don't want to be a miserable person. You should want to be a happy person. Shit, I would want to be a happy person. I don't want to be miserable. And you shouldn't be miserable as well. Growth. It's all about being able to project the type of energy that you want projected back at you. shout out to everybody that's listening. Make sure that you are sharing this. You're downloading from Spotify and iTunes and whatever podcast platform. I'm on most of them. I don't know about Google yet. Yeah. But I am on Spotify and I am on iTunes. So make sure that y'all go and download. I will be posting this on YouTube. So make sure that you like this podcast if you want to see this on YouTube more. Because I have no problem just putting this on the website. Because I do have a website, jdbnetwork.tv. I'll link in the description box. I've had to overhaul that. I still have some work to do. That's where you're going to be able to see a lot of my visual content. As you have before. Again, I have no problem putting this on the website instead of on YouTube. Because I am not a fan of putting all my content on YouTube anyway. I've had way too many run-ins with YouTube to put all my content here. I am on Rumble, Odyssey. The links are all in the description box. Just want to do a quick promotional. Also, donate. Hit that Cash App, PayPal. Sign up to the Patreon to support and to sponsor this podcast. I want y'all to understand something about me. I've always been me. I've never tried to be anybody but myself. I've never tried to emulate anybody, despite what some people may think. Ain't nobody here that influential to make me want to be like them. Ain't. There's only one Jada Black. And I have followed the red pill philosophy, the real red pill philosophy, since I got here. And I have never wavered. Have there been things that I've changed my tune on? Absolutely. That's life. But I have never flipped the script. I've seen people go from being conservative one day to being a hater of conservatives, attacking conservatives. Like, you use conservatism to grow your platform, and now you dislike them because what they roast you in certain videos where you're uneducated, you don't understand the topic, so you flip on it because you weren't authentic. I hate unauthentic people. I hate people who try to be something that they're not. This is me. I've never tried to be anybody. Now, people have a problem because I don't put my face on YouTube. It's weird because I'm here to make content. I'm not here to be no celebrity. I see people all the time on YouTube trying to be celebrities. I'm not one of those people. Now, will I eventually show my face on YouTube? Yeah. Maybe for a brief while, but just so you know, hey, I'm here, but I'm not here to be a celebrity. I built what I have based off of my content, my words. I don't have to be on camera because I see a lot of you people on camera struggling. So a lot of struggling going on in the content making with people showing their face anyway. So y'all showing your face, your background, you put all this work in, you still struggling. I ain't struggling at all. Have I have off days where videos may not do or live streams may not do what I want? Yeah, but I usually bounce back relatively quickly because I understand YouTube and I understand why I am here. I'm not here to be a celebrity. I'm here to speak the truth, especially the truth about what's going on out here in our society. And I'm definitely going to talk about the truth in regards to these heifers and these males. These female-identified males who want to attack red pill philosophy because they never had a daddy in their life. The things I talk about and the way I talk about things is no different than what most men, I feel like, would believe. But this newer generation, now you got some of these old heads who are corrupt, who are out here trying to simp their ass off for women that don't want them, women who would never give them the time of day. Y'all sit here, y'all make these videos about these women. I see it. It's stupid. Like, I only speak on women that speak on me. Now, have I gone at women who haven't said anything to me as far as YouTube is concerned? Will I respond to stupid shit they say? Yeah. But I don't blatantly make videos to get female attention. Like, I could tell you dudes don't get no women in real life. You give off that energy as a guy that He built something on YouTube, so this is the perfect opportunity to get the attention of these women. I've never been that guy. I don't even like to talk about the women on YouTube because they're mentally unstable. What do I have to say to them? I mean, the bullshit that some of these women say speaks for itself. Let me talk about women in the male space. Listen, there's always been women orbiting around the manosphere. But see, what happened is once you had this divide, right? You had the manosphere in general. That's where I came from. It was only a few black content creators that were calling ourselves MGTOWs or who were red pill back when I started. Very few of us that was actually there in the overall manosphere. And then it split. Then you had black content creators making what they called the black manosphere. And I feel like if you look at it, it is going in so many different directions, man. Who would have thunk it, right? Of course we knew it would happen, man. Especially when you have the growth of some of these people who are claiming to be a part of it. And then you got the women, then you got the simps looking, side-eyeing, looking for an opportunity to attack. I've never pandered to women. It's not something that's high on my list. Like, I don't have to, if I wanted to holler at these women, I could. It's just not something I have interest in. I have no interest in hollering at a YouTube woman. Have I done... I was going to say, have I done it before? Listen, we've all had conversations and talk, right? But my main objective is not to be on YouTube to impress women. There's already women who are already impressed by me, right? I would never attack other men just to get them to be impressed by me. That's weird and weak. But I know a lot of you dudes are weak anyway. A lot of you guys are lame. A lot of you guys are just weak and cowardly. And there's nothing strong about you. You're not as intelligent as you think you are. You see, I'm the real deal. I am the manosphere. I am the red pill philosophy. I've never tried to be shit. A lot of the people that some of you guys may have watched me first. I was their inspiration. I don't say that often because I don't need to. It's all there. People tell me. They come to me and tell me. I am great at this YouTube shit. At some point, I'm going to stop because I've done it for far too long. I'm not a lifer when it comes to doing certain things. If I feel like I've done all I need to do, I usually go to something else that has my interest. And YouTube is becoming more and more like that. It's becoming more and more of, damn, I've already done this and I've accomplished all these things. Now it's time to move on to something else. You know, what's happening as far as the manosphere and the red pill is concerned, as far as YouTube is concerned and their censorship. Sometimes you feel like fighting this battle, you feel like you fought long enough and it's time to put up your sword and shield, take off your armor, you know, get back to doing productive things outside of fighting. Content creating is fun. Content creating has done a lot for me in my life. This has been therapeutic for me. This has helped me in so many different ways. And I would hope that a lot of you who have listened to certain red pill content creators have learned things over the years, or maybe you're learning. And it has given you that opportunity to better your life. That is what I'm going to do with this podcast. With this podcast, I plan on speaking on those values in regards to men and the things that are important to us, That is my main objective with the Basic Social Politics Podcast, is to speak about things that are for the benefit of us and the benefit of helping men in general. That is what it is for. I'm not here for agendas. I am here because I want to help men become better, just like I became better. To say, hey, you're going through a tough time in your life. You can turn that around. All you have to do is embrace the fact that you have been manipulated and lied to your entire life. You've been told that you have to go to school, you have to get a job, and you have to take care of your family, which is fine, it's admirable. But there's so many different career choices. There's so many different ways. Like, look at the political system. Look at how you've been told to vote and support and what you should support, right? Look at the propaganda, the attack on masculinity. These are the things that we are dealing with. We are dealing with these things. I hope a lot of you understand that men need a place where they can be men. And they're trying to suppress that. They're trying to suppress male spaces because they cannot take it. They cannot take the fact that men are taking the opportunity to move on and say, you know what? I don't want marriage. I'm about my money. I don't want to be a street dude. I'm going to educate myself. I'm not going to be chasing heifers. I'm going to be chasing success. I'm not going to be out here trying to emulate failures. I'm not going to listen to dumb advice that doesn't work. I'm going to rely on me. Nobody else in the world. I'm going to rely on me. I'm not going to rely on anybody else. That is the ultimate goal here, especially with this podcast, reintroducing you to values that men should hold, speaking to women in a productive way. That's what I do. I don't know what these other people do. I see you guys arguing with health. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, why would I do that? I see, you know, it makes for great entertainment, but I'm here to speak truth. I'm not here to entertain you people. What do I look like? An actor? Am I an actor? Am I a comedian? Am I here to perform feats of emotional? You got to understand, when you get into it with women, it takes a lot out of you. Trust me, I know. When you're arguing with them, it's a transference of energy. And me being a Pisces, I'm all about energy. I'm all about energy. I keep that emotional stress away from me. So getting into it with women is not something that's high on my list. I see you guys getting into it with women. That's that female tendency in you. You need to get it out of you. You need to work on that. So that's what we're going to be doing with the podcast. I'm Jada Black. Thank y'all for tuning into this newest edition of my podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Jada Black. On future episodes, I will be looking to have co-hosts and, you know, really speaking on things that are important to men. And it ain't just women. I know a lot of you guys love to, as soon as y'all see a topic about women, here y'all go, right there. But if I'm talking about something else, y'all tune out. You tune out. Y'all do that. And you wonder why you're stagnant and you've been stagnant. You say you've been listening to me for however many years and you still angry? You still in that red pill rage? Maybe that's not red pill rage. Make sure y'all follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's how I put posts up. Every time I post a video and every time I go live, I always put posts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to let y'all know of that particular notification. Now, I'm planning on getting a Telegram, because Telegram is a good way to send out videos for notifications. So I'm gonna work on getting a Telegram so y'all can sign up to the Telegram, and you can get notified when I post a video, go live, something like that. Also, make sure y'all continue to support by donating, Cash App, PayPal. You can sponsor the podcast with Patreon. And make sure that y'all are subscribed to all my channels, man. And thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all having a great week, great weekend. And I'll see y'all next time. Y'all take care.